In this decade, the violence against journalists has been increasing systematically. Last year, 2015, was the second highest level of violence in the decade, which is very tragic. And this year, we have 76 cases of assassinations up to the month of October. It is already becoming, if the trend continues, the highest level of assassinations out of over 800 assassinations that have occurred in the decade. About 60% of cases happen in countries in armed conflict, but at least 40% of cases happen in countries that are not in armed conflict. So still very preoccupying phenomenon.
Why exactly are people committing crimes against journalists?
I think it's due to several reasons. One is that we have levels of violence growing that are not necessarily linked to armed conflict. Some of them, we have more crisis in the world, more wars, more conflicts. But we also have more organized crime, for instance, and drug trafficking, which is the case in Latin America, or more racism and xenophobia around the world and ethnic conflicts and national conflicts, boundaries. So I think this sort of level of conflictivity in the world has grown. So the attack against journalists that cover these news increases as well. The other question, I think, is there's a bigger demand for transparency from the public. So there's more investigative journalism denouncing corruption. And this is something that political leaders cannot stand, especially now in the era of internet, because the news goes further and everyone finds out. So there's a very harsh reaction to that. And finally, I would say the question of impunity. November 2nd is the International Day Against Impunity declared by UNESCO. And we see that there's a trend to think that journalism is by nature a dangerous profession, and therefore it is natural that it has violence. And this is not true. We should never agree on this. And the reason is because there's no investigation. All acts of violence against journalists should seriously be investigated and the culprits been brought to process. Of the cases that our Director General in UNESCO receives information in the report she puts out on November 2nd, 92% of the cases do never reach the conclusion of the investigation, never find the culprits and never prosecute the culprits.
Becoming a journalist is a very dangerous job. And when a person gets into the profession, they know what they're getting into. But right now, there's a lot of citizen journalism that's growing in places like Syria, in some places where a professional journalist can't enter. There are citizens themselves who are reporting. It's equally dangerous for them. What do you think the UN can do for people like them?
For me, this is a priority. Journalism is supposed to be the freest of all professions, so with no conditions. Obviously, it's important that journalists have it right to study journalism, to create professional associations, or to register and get a badge. But none of these should be a condition. Anyone can practice journalism. And journalism is defined by the function itself. Whoever organizes information and systematizes information for a specific public to understand is playing the role of a journalist. And yes, we do have citizen journalists. It doesn't mean that someone, by putting out one blog or one comment or using Facebook because you're leaving your home, makes you a journalist. No, there has to be an element of informing, systematizing information. But in that sense, yes, we have many citizen journalists. Oftentimes, we find out about natural disasters, tsunamis, earthquakes, through local people, bloggers, using their mobile phones to take photographs and to send messages. So we believe they deserve the same protection that any other journalist, because journalism is defined by the role and not by a degree. And this is very important to emphasize. Those that inform the public are journalists, and this is what we're trying to protect.
Lastly, besides bodies like the UN and agencies protecting journalists, what can journalists themselves do to face crime and impunity?
Journalism has become more important because it reaches out. All traditional media has an online version now. But at the same time, it has provoked insecurity on the labor side. Many journalists are now being hired as stringers just by the article. So in this level of insecurity, it generates an aspect of competition between journalists. And I think we have also lost the esprit de corps, this sort of sense of professional solidarity. And I think we have to regain that again. Journalism is something that needs to be protected from the journalists themselves first, or herself. And I think it's very important to re-strengthen journalist associations and to organize people and to demand from the big media and from the state's representatives and authorities the protection.